Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
What's going on, everybody? Alex, the Green Up Academy podcast, where we talk about how to level up your green industry business. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina. If you're watching, if you're listening, I'm still in Columbia, South Carolina, but thank you so much for listening wherever you are in your podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever it is. Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast, if you're new here, we talk about real life experiences for me, a lawn and landscape business owner, recently sold my company, but very, very involved in the industry with the Green Up Academy, which is a online platform for community courses and coaching for those in the green industry. So my heart is to help the green industry and you guys grow your company so your life can be changed just like mine was. So very excited to be doing this episode today where we're going to be talking about how to. This is a question we get a lot, or a question I get in my email and from calls from you guys through the academy is, okay, hey, how do I balance running my company and owning my company? How do I do all of the duties as a business owner while still being in the field 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week? 80% roughly of lawn and landscape companies are two people or less. So that's solo or one employee, technician, helper, whatever word you want to use. And it's very difficult, right? Like, you're out there, you have to mow. Like, I had a guy yesterday, one of my guys yesterday whose employee quit. Now he's solo and he's trying to rehire somebody, but he's got a full schedule for two people. And he's like, when am I supposed to invoice? When am I supposed to, like, I got work to do when I'm going to get way behind. So he's interviewing all day today on a Friday. Yeah, he's like, when am I supposed to do this stuff? So very, very important to figure out how to balance working in your business and working on your business. That's going to be the title of this episode today. We've got four things to kind of go over and talk about. I think are going to help tremendously because I know this is a big struggle. And again, if you ever want to talk to me, guys, you can email me anytime at alex@thegreenupacademy.com. That's my email address. I'll respond within 24 hours every time. And you can message us through social media platform DMs anytime. I promise you I read them all. I do have a team, but I read them all. I'm really involved with that stuff. I love talking to you guys. So let's jump in, okay? The first thing you can do to help you figure out how to manage working in and on your business, okay? The first one is prioritizing your tasks and set clear goals. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you want to go. So you got to sit there and think about your plan, your strategy, prioritize your tasks and set goals. The first is based on their urgency and importance, focusing on activities that directly contribute to your business's growth and success. Set clear goals and objectives for each day, week, and month to keep yourself focused and motivated. Use tools such as, this is huge for me, to-do lists, task management apps, project management, CRMs, to organize and track your priorities effectively. So, okay. I don't know about you guys, but I always keep, I'm going to try to show you. I always keep, if you're listening, I keep something to write on all the time. Usually right in front of me, I keep sticky notes and I keep a journal where I just write stuff down all the time. And I'm flipping through it right now to get to a fresh page. But very, very important. I love to-do lists. I usually make a to-do list for the week and one for the day. One that I know, hey, I need to get this done for this week. And then these are things I have to get done today. So I usually put like a line down the middle of my paper and have them on each side. And then we use, you know, for our marketing agency and Green Up, we use Notion. And that's kind of our operating system. And then for, you know, CRMs, guys, this show is sponsored by Jobber. Big Jobber guy. I think you should look into it if you don't. But Jobber's awesome to keep track of, you know, the day-to-day runnings of the business. No matter what your size is, by the way. I hear this one a lot. Excuse me. I hear this one a lot where guys are like, hey, I don't really know if I need Jobber. Like, I'm using Yardbook, and I'm happy because I'm small and it's free. You know, I'm a big believer, and I like to invest in things that make me better, not do things that just get me by. And so if you, Jobber is great for that. There's other softwares out there too that are good, but look into investing in yourself, investing in your company to grow and increase. And if you guys are looking for a deal, go on our Instagram. There's a code there, so you can get an awesome price. But making sure you just prioritize your tasks that day. For us, you know, when I first started adding a second crew, and all of the invoicing and all of the tasks started getting, man, just started getting overwhelming. What I did is, and I don't know why I did this. I remember thinking, I took Wednesdays off. So I went Monday, Tuesday, took off Wednesdays for estimates and quotes and all that stuff. And then I would go back out on the mower Thursday, Friday. Well, and I knew my heart and reason for that was like, okay, I can move. If there's rain forecasted for Thursday, I can do it Wednesday. If there's rain forecasted Tuesday, I can push it down. So to me, it was like pushing up and down the schedule. Wednesday was in the middle. But as you guys, a lot of you guys know, I switched to 410s the next year and I never looked back. That way I could just move everything to Friday or, you know, call out. If it was Tuesday rain out, we just push the schedule down one day. But as a guy who, you know, has to work in the business and on it, you know, you just really have to have a schedule that allows you to do both. Too many of us, y'all. We have 50 hours of work in the field, and we neglect all the other stuff. When are you supposed to do quotes when you're mowing from 7 to 5, 5 days a week? When are you supposed to invoice? When are you supposed to hire people? You don't have that time. So I kind of would recommend this, guys. Once you start having a second crew, when you have one crew, when it's just you and a guy, do Monday through Thursday and Fridays all day is your admin day. And then Sunday night, I used to do this. I would make two nights a week and then Fridays half a day. So I'd use half of Friday. If I were you guys, I would use half of Friday as getting equipment straight, fixed, ready for the next week, maybe doing a mulch job. And then the second half of Friday, I would do admin and quotes and all that. And then I would do Sunday nights. I would do Jobber stuff once my, you know, wife or my kids go to bed. And then I would do one night during the week to get quotes done. So my wife and I, this is a true story. 2017, when we started, Wednesday nights, I'd say, hey, hop in the truck. We got 3 hours of quotes to do. So from 5:30 till 8:30, we would just spend time together and she would do quotes with me. So that's just part of it in the beginning. But you want to get to a place where, you know, your business works for your life and not just you're a slave to it. Going into number two, which I kind of hit on there, so I'm not going to take too much time, is optimizing your travel and route planning. So efficiently plan your travel routes and schedules to minimize time spent commuting between job sites or client locations. Using GPS navigation or route optimizations, consider grouping appointments. This is kind of a no-brainer, but making sure you're being wise just with your time and your optimization. That's number two. You know, so many times we'll just say yes to any quote, like, yeah, I'll be there. And maybe you should bunch your quotes. So maybe Sundays you're in the north region of the town you serve for quotes and you tell your customers, yeah, I'll be out there Sunday night. That's the area I'm doing. Wednesdays you're in the south region. And Fridays you can maybe do more of east or west, whatever. But you get what I'm saying. You got to optimize it because, you know, you can't just be driving an hour between quotes, guys. It just doesn't make sense. Or if you can do quotes over the phone or Zoom or Google Maps, be smart. Work smarter, not harder. So optimizing your travel and route planning. We'll kind of go past that one fast. Number three is awesome. Here's a good one for how to, you know, optimize working in and on your business. Delegate and outsource non-essential tasks. Hugely important. Delegate tasks that can be performed by others or consider outsourcing non-essential activities such as admin, bookkeeping, or marketing. Hey, I love that. To free up your time for more critical responsibilities. Hire subs, contractors, virtual assistants, or part-time staff. Many of you are not in the position to do some of that, but you definitely should have a bookkeeper. You definitely could have, you know, a 10-hour-a-week retired lady help you with invoicing and scheduling and stuff like that. You know, if your business is full-time, you're doing 150, 200 grand, you certainly can afford to pay a lady 10, 15 hours a week at $15 an hour or whatever to help you with some of this admin stuff to take that off your plate. the biggest thing in business is time, right? We can't get it back. We can't make more of it. So you have to optimize your schedule to do what you do best to generate revenue. And whatever you can outsource, you should. Like, I wish I had learned this a little bit earlier, but I was pretty good at this outsourcing piece because I knew that, look, I'm a sales and operations guy. That's what I need to focus on. And I've delegated everything else. So I think it's really important, guys, to look into that. So again, with marketing, you know, why Pure Marketing and our new brand, I'm not going to say the name yet, is going to be awesome for companies like you, is for right around $1,000 a month. You can get full service marketing and you don't have to have that on your team and you get amazing results. And so it's just like you wouldn't have an accountant on your team full time on payroll that don't have your marketing. So I'm big on that. Big on delegating things that you can. And then lastly, excuse me. This is obvious, but something to chat about. It sounds obvious, but I don't think it is. I think it's really important. Utilize technology and mobile tools. You need to take advantage of technology, guys, and mobile tools to streamline your workflow and enhance productivity while working in the field. Use apps like Jobber, cloud-based softwares for tasks such as scheduling, invoicing. Invest in mobile devices with essential business apps. So not just a CRM like Jobber, but using apps that you can track. You know, we used to use Bento, which is, I think, on a business, but I think Jobber has this feature. I know Jobber has this feature now, like Jobber Works, I think, where you can give cards to your team and they can just use it for gas. So just investing in anything technology, having GPS. I really like, gosh, it just jumped my mind, but that app where you can take pictures and gosh, it's blue. I totally forgot. I literally talk about it all the time. It just slipped my mind, but yeah, you take pictures like, gosh, dude, it's going to bother me so much, guys. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's an app where you take pictures. Company Cam. That's right. Remember now. Like using Company Cam and all these cool things. So investing in technology and mobile tools to help streamline and make things easier. By implementing these time management tips, guys, you're going to be able to optimize your schedules and increase productivity. And that's the name of the game. And then the most important part is effectively have balance in your life. I talk about this a lot, but in the past, but you know, I can do something for a short season. I worked like 60, 70 hours that first year trifecta. And then I ain't doing that for 3 years. Like at some point, you know, 9, 12 months, 6 months, whatever it is for you, you got to go, hey, this doesn't make sense for me anymore. I can't be doing this. So very, very important. Very, very important. These tips, guys, let me go over one more time. First one's prioritize your tasks and set clear goals. Number two is optimize travel and routes. Third is delegate and outsource non-essential tasks. And four is utilizing technology and mobile tools. These are four great tips, guys, in order to figure out how to balance working in and on your business when you're still in the field and still have a day-to-day role in the production side of your company. But there is still a lot of those tasks and admin stuff and invoicing and hiring to do. So hopefully this is helpful as you go into your growing season. We're here in the middle of March. Everyone's starting to get going or about to get going. So I thought this episode would be helpful. If you guys would, go leave us a review on anywhere you listen to this. Follow us on social medias. And again, remember, the Green Up Academy is here to help you level up your lawn and landscaping business and also your life. Because at the end of the day, life is more important than business because you only get one of them. So thank you guys so much. Love you. Make sure you like and subscribe. And I'll see you next time.